Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick, I'm your host, and today we are going to address a big issue. What if your boss isn't brief? If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. If you've been here before, please spread the word, write us a review if you can. The point of the podcast is pretty singular, to help you become an intentional communicator, clear thinker, concise communicator. And if you think about people in a leadership position, boy, do they got a problem, because sometimes people that work for you or you work for people, maybe your boss isn't brief. Maybe he or she just really struggles to communicate concisely and clearly with intent. And what might make matters even worse is, what if they think they're clear? That's pretty dangerous. And that's what we're going to talk about today. As I've said during previous podcasts, I might refer you back to a few episodes to listen to for the first time or maybe again to help you get even better at this tough conversation. One is episode number 11, which is around delivering bad news. Another would be episode number 15, which is confusing leaders just don't get it. And then episode number 19, which is an audience double standard. And each of those episodes starts to get at different facets of the problem that we're talking about today, which is telling your boss that he or she isn't brief, breaking the bad news. Well, in one episode, you just talk about like managing a tough conversation, what that looks like. And in another podcast about confusing leaders just don't get it, the idea is that all the leaders that I've ever worked with always think that they're being clear, but they're not. And then the double standard is, well, maybe my boss is clear when she's talking to her boss, but she's a hot mess when she's talking to us. Or maybe he is really on his game when he's presenting to a commander or the board of directors or some important client, but when he is giving us a staff meeting or giving us an update, he's all over the place. And there's a double standard there. So I would really highly encourage you to re-listen to episodes 11, 15, and 19 of the podcast to help you even more in this area. This is a tough one. This is a tough one. And we're going to tackle this because people in leadership positions, you may be in that position too. You may be complaining about your boss, but your subordinates or your teammates might be complaining about you. So this cuts both ways. This is a tough one because people in those positions of leadership need to know that they're hurting, not helping the team when it comes time to them opening their mouth or sending something in writing. It might be really, really harmful. What do I mean? The effects of leaders being poor communicators and not having them know about it is many. There are many, many facets of the pain that's felt. One is rework. They're giving you instructions and you got to do it over again. They think that what they're laying out, their intent, their directions, their guidance is clear, but it's not. And you got to do it over again. And then they blame you. It might be wasted energy. You're sitting in meetings and updates and you're just like, okay, I've heard this before. I don't know what they're saying. Or they've said it again and again and again. I got it the first time. It might be that you feel like you're held hostage. I'm on this conference call and it doesn't seem to ever end. And they're running, talking in circles. I get frustrated, angry. I feel lack of respect. There's confusion that's created. I'm losing confidence in their ability to lead. When they give me objectives and guidance, I might think that I start doubting them because I don't think it's a good idea. I feel helpless. We don't know where we're going, what we're doing, and why we're doing it. So it could be many, many things when your boss is not a good communicator, not clear, not on point. And that's what we need to address and fix. Now, where did this podcast come from? When the book Brief came out, one of the first questions that I got quite a lot of is, how do I tell my boss that they talk too much? Or how do I tell a client that they talk too much? So I actually wrote a piece in Harvard Business Review on that. And that was a few years ago. I don't even know where it is. You might look up my last name and Harvard Business Review and see if you can find it. And in that interview, and then, I'm sorry, in that article, what I really talked about were two things. One is to tell a person directly, it depends on how much equity how strong the relationship is. That's one big dimension of it. So if you've got a really, really strong relationship with your boss, you might be able to just tell him, tell her just straight away. In most cases, people don't, and it's more difficult. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is how to get around it. Where this episode is really inspired was recently I got two emails. And I really encourage you to send me emails if you want me to do a podcast on a topic. Just send it to info@thebrieflab.com. I get those messages right away. They just send them to me. My staff sends them to me. This is one that I got that I thought was great. I'm just going to read it. It says, "Hi, not sure if this is a good way, but I think I have a good idea for one of your next podcast episodes. My boss is a horrible communicator. What can I do to help my boss? When my boss gives updates for a wider team, she's beating around the bush, mixing up topics, jumping back and forth, adding irrelevant information. Typical phrases are, quote, by the way, quote, what I just wanted to add, etc. It's frustrating. I think she has too much on her list. Advice highly recommended. Best wishes." That was one message that I got. I'm going to come back to that in a second. The other one I got was the opposite. It's like, "Joe, I love Brief. My boss," insert the name, "started a book club for her leaders, and Brief was the recent recommended title. She picked it for preservation of her own sanity. I struggle with the same corporate death by PowerPoint she does. Enjoyed the book," and then goes on to talk about something else that I wrote in the book. So I got kind of the, my boss is a terrible communicator, and my boss is a great communicator. And I wanted to tackle this topic because it's something that many, many people struggle with, which is, how do you tell somebody what to do if a person doesn't brief? And it's a problem. It's a huge problem. So you may be the boss. You may be the subordinate. You may be both the subordinate and the boss, somebody else's boss. So think about this in the context of, hey, somebody else has a problem, or maybe you have the problem and you just don't know it because it's a blind spot. How do you tackle it? I'm just going to walk through some things to think about. Number one, consider the risks if you do nothing. You don't say anything. Just leave it alone and let the person keep on doing it. What bad things are going to happen? I just mentioned them earlier. Rework, frustration, anger, confusion, helplessness, lack of purpose, morale. All these things are consequences of people leading when they're poor communicators. So consider, what would you do if you did nothing? Not only for the person who's got the problem, but the people that work for them. If you do nothing, you're letting this problem go on. And if you see it, it's your responsibility. It may be your responsibility to say something, even though it's going to be hard, or it's seemingly hard. So I want you to take some time to think about it. If I don't do anything, the problem's not going to go away. The person's not going to magically wake up one morning and have fewer things on her list and then magically become a clear and consistent on-point communicator. No, it's not going to happen. There are risks if you do nothing, not only to the person, but also to the team. I think the second thing I would recommend that you do is make it, meaning brief, being brief, clear and concise, a topic for everybody. Just bring it up. I want to talk about this important thing about concise communication. Share the fact that you've read a book. There's a podcast. There's a book called Brief. It's all about that. This is what the person who sent me the message about her, about his boss starting a book club. Start a book club. Get copies of Brief and start a book club. Recommend people listen to the podcast. I'm not trying to promote the sales of books or people. I want people to become better communicators. I want to eradicate the problem that we're talking about, which is this frustration, this confusion that ensues. So make it a topic. Talk about it. I want our team to get better at being communicating, how to communicate with each other, with our customers, with our key audiences. I want us to get better. So let's do something about it and then encourage the leader to lead that initiative. Don't maybe address it head on that you're the problem. Let's all of us get better. Certainly a boss is going to benefit if his or her subordinates are clearer, and then maybe they can start to think about this in a new way. That's exactly what the book club did. Maybe, you know, take a course with us. That's how a lot of our courses start. somebody sees an issue, somebody's gone through the course, they advocate for, hey, we should take a brief one-on-one course, or, you know, we should do a lessons learned or a keynote or something to get the conversation started. Talk to somebody in our company. Just send an email to info@thebrieflab.com and start, do a course. That's the best way to get a lot of people in a team together talking about a standard, a new standard, a better way of doing it. So I would just start talking about it. Make it a topic of conversation. The third thing I would recommend is think about the person that you have the complaint. Think about him or her. You may want to think about, do I want to make them better? Have I considered that they maybe don't realize it at all? They're oblivious to it, this weakness that they have. Am I being too hard on them? What if it was me? Can I appreciate they've never been trained in this? Many people that are put in leadership positions are put there because they have talent in many other areas, and people naturally assume if you're talented in all these other things, you'll be talented as a communicator and really clear. That's not true. People haven't been trained on this. I've met so many executives that are so talented in so many ways, and being a brief, clear, consistent, precise communicator is not one of their strengths because nobody's ever taught them how to do it. And that's why I've dedicated my career and started a company to teach people how to do this, because it's a blind spot for a lot of people. Have you ever thought about communication from their perspective? You know, like the person that said that she's got too many things on her list and she's all over the place. Well, I mean, leading is tough. There's a lot of things, to be an effective leader means to juggle a lot of things. You know, be compassionate, understand that from their perspective, they're trying to put out fires. They've got a boss too. They've got deadlines in there, and maybe they got issues, you know, outside of work. There's a lot of things competing for their, there's a lot of noise in their life from the book Noise, a lot of competing interests and distractions and disruptions that they're getting. So if you look at it from their perspective, I would highly encourage, think about him, think about her for a moment. And then finally, tell them. Tell them, it may be difficult, but tell them. It doesn't have to be a long conversation. It may sound something like this. Hey, do you have a minute? I need to talk to you about something, and it's hard for me to say this, but I see when you communicate with us and with your team that you're not always on the top of your game, and it's not always easy to follow what you're saying, and I know that you've got a lot of things on your plate, and you've got a lot of competing priorities, but I really want you to take a look at this issue and get better at it, because it would help you as a leader, and would help us as a team, and we would love to make an effort, too, to be better communicators with you. So could I make a recommendation that we start a book club, or can I give you an article or a podcast to listen to that might help you and really us become clear and better communicators? Could I do that? When you do that, think all you're trying to do is get a yes. You're not trying to create a long conversation and badger them or make them embarrassed or be hostile. It's just you're trying to be helpful. And that's it. You know, that would be how I would approach this question. Like, how do you tell your boss that he or she is not brief? Okay, and just in kind of quick summary, a few things. Consider the risks of you do nothing. The problem's not going to go away. Make it a topic. Think about, this is a topic for everybody in your team, not just the leader. Think about it from their perspective, what they might be going through. And then finally, tell them. Just tell them. Don't beat around the bush. Don't be harsh. Don't be blunt. Don't be brutal. Just tell them there's an opportunity for you to be better, and I wanted to tell you because I care. I want you and everybody else to be better. Why wouldn't I, right? We all need to be clearer, tighter, and more respectful communicators. Nobody is immune, okay? We all need to be better, all of us, even me. Just saying.